Well, hello there. Thanks for joining me. I'm Pastor Greg, and this is Morning Manna, and we are working our way through Psalms together. There are times in life where the troubles and the problems that we face seem just insurmountable. They're just too much. We can't fix the problems. We can't get out of the situation, seemingly. And so it's such a overwhelming feeling. And all human beings go through those moments in life from time to time. And so David certainly went through quite a number of those moments. And Psalm 61 is one of those moments. And the Holy Spirit, after making it through his situation, inspired David to write down his thoughts concerning how God, brought him through and so on. So we're going to learn some things about how to navigate those difficult times in life. Verse 1, hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. So the first thing is, Lord, hear me. Please hear me. I need you. I need you to hear. Sometimes we can feel like God isn't hearing us or isn't listening to us. And David starts this with honesty. God, I need you to hear this. And not obviously that God doesn't hear everything that we say. He obviously does. But this is coming from David's own sense of, man, I need to know that you're hearing me. Verse 2, from the end of the earth, I call to you. My heart is faint. So I'm at the end, Lord. I'm at the end of my rope, we would say today. There's nowhere left for me to go. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overcome. And so, Lord, I'm crying out to you. And what can God do for David in this situation? Well, David simply prays, second part of verse 2, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I love that. That's great imagery. David is alluding to a flood. It's like the floodwaters have come and the river is raging, and David is being overcome and overtaken by the floodwaters. And he's saying, I need a rock that's higher. I need a rock that I can grab onto and climb up on that'll get me above the floodwaters. So Lord, lead me to the rock that's higher than I am. Listen, Christian, you know who that rock is, don't you? His name is Jesus. The overwhelming circumstances that you might be in right now, where you feel just overwhelmed and overcome, you need to grab onto the rock, Jesus, who's higher than you. He's got you. He knows your situation. This thing that you're going through right now, that has not taken him by surprise, not at all. And so you can find peace. Listen, Jesus says, I give you my peace, not as the world gives. My peace is the peace that transcends understanding. It's above circumstances. It's supernatural in its origin. And you can have his peace even now. Verse 3, you've been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. So Lord, you've been faithful to me in the past. You've delivered me out of this situation, that situation. Time and time again, you've shown yourself to be faithful to me. So, verse 4, let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings, Selah. So, Lord, I just want to dwell in your presence. I want to be close to you. I want a close walk with you, Lord. I don't ever want to get separated from you, distanced from you. I want to be walking in the shelter of the shadow of your wings. Verse 5, for you, O God, have heard my vows. You've given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. So David now is moving beyond himself and his own rule and reign. And he's prophesying about the rule and the reign of the forever king, the Messiah, the Son of David, Jesus Christ. Listen, Jesus Christ is the Son of David. The Palm Sunday, which is coming right up here. Actually, you'll see this probably right after Palm Sunday, where Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, a year-old foal, to the cries of Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the Son of David. They were calling him the Son of David, the prophesied one whom God would build a forever house. Well, the psalm concludes in verse 8, so I will ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. Lord, I exist for your glory. I'm going to praise you day in and day out, through thick and thin, good times and bad. You are the rock that is higher than any circumstance I'm going to find myself in. Be encouraged, Christian. The Lord is with you. Reach out for the rock that is higher than you. God bless you.